Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and welcome to this edition of Shiar Jashub. Coming from Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo. Today, we will be continuing a sermon in Pastor's series on the Book of Romans. We are at the start of Romans, where the Apostle Paul, in verses 3 and 4 of chapter 1, describes the gospel as, quote, "concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." And Pastor Greg discussed the incarnation, the Spirit of holiness coming in the flesh, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, who tabernacled in the flesh. But Jesus, unlike the rest of mankind, would not commit Adam's sin, but desired to be always obedient to God the Father. Yet, as Son of Man, he dwelt in Adam's flesh, the seed of David, according to the flesh. And Pastor went on to read from the book of Hebrews, the suffering which this conflict caused the Lord. Let's go back a minute or two to where Pastor Greg was summarizing what we learned from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18.
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Now go down to chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Son of God, Spirit of holiness. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Remember the weakness in the flesh? But was in all points tempted as we are. All the same temptations. Tempted as we are in all points. Think of it. All the same temptations we have in the flesh, right? But there's a difference. Yet what? Yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Tempted in every way as we are. He shares in the flesh and blood. He himself suffered being tempted. He sympathizes with our weakness, yet without sin. His flesh, from the moment he's born to the moment he dies, never sins. There's that tendency to sin, but he never sins. He never sins in the flesh. So it is sinless flesh, never one sin accounted to it. And so now he's able to help us in time of need. Go down to chapter 5 and verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, sarx in the Greek, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. He says, the writer of Hebrews says, we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. You don't get this. This is very important. This is so important that this is a key, I believe, in many ways for the individual to conquer sin in the flesh, for the church to finally have victory. Consider it. In the days of his flesh, and we said, why is the flesh so weak? God creates the flesh as good. Why is it so weak? Why is there such a tendency to sin? Why does the flesh then become the seat and the repository of sin? Because it's unplugged from God, right? Adam unplugged us. What is Jesus doing here as a man? In the days of his flesh, he's praying, prayers, supplication. We see it in the Garden of Gethsemane, but really, this is his entire life. What is he doing? He's offering up prayers, vehement cries and tears to the Father. Constantly, what is Jesus doing? He's plugging himself back in, right? You know, as unbelievers, we just go about our own way. We're not thinking about God. But Jesus, born into this world, born into a world of separation, born into a world of filth, of demonic activity, of men acting at their worst, not walking in paradise in the cool of day, but born into this world and all that sin nature in the flesh, tempting him to sin, what does he do? He cries out. As a man, he prays, Father, help me. Father, keep me from sinning. Father, destroy this nature in the flesh. Conquer this temptation. He's constantly plugging himself back into God, taking control of the flesh as it was meant to be in the beginning, so that the flesh does not sin. Conquering the flesh, conquering the sin nature in the flesh, crying out. When the scripture says with vehement cries and tears, does it mean it? Yes. Consider that. His whole life, the spirit of holiness, not desiring to sin, being in Adam's flesh, and never any minute giving in to that sin nature. Never giving into the flesh, setting the flesh aright, his flesh now sinless flesh. And such is the spirit of holiness. Every day, each moment of life, destroying, conquering sin. Sin never wins. Jesus, the obedient Son. And remember we read Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned it. You cannot win. You cannot win. The flesh had to be obedient as he was obedient unto the Father. Such is the spirit of holiness in the flesh as Son of Man, as a seed of David, according to the flesh. Do you know how holy the spirit of holiness is? How holy God is? Beaten, crucified, tormented. Do you know how when you're in pain, how the flesh, that fleshly nature screams out, right? If people hit their thumb when they're doing something, what do they normally do? Most people curse, right? The worst comes out in us when we're in pain. Jesus, in all that pain, what happens? What does the flesh want to do? He doesn't let it have victory on the cross. All the demonic activity, we don't even know it. We can't see it. But we know the human taunting, right? As he's on the cross suffering, the high priest, the Sanhedrin, they're taunting him. If you're the Son of God, you helped others. Come down off that cross. The illogic of it, you helped others. They agreed that he healed people. Now, if you're the Son of God, come off that cross. All that pain, all that taunting, and what happens? The Father pulls the plug, right? The sins of the world, the sin offering, separated from his Father, like Gehenna. The sky darkened. My God, why have you forsaken me. You know how holy the Spirit of holiness is? If you take God and you make him a man, and you put him under all the pain of the flesh and all the demonic activity, and you separate him from the Almighty, God as God, still he doesn't sin. Still he never once sins. Only Jesus can do that because he's the Spirit of holiness. He is God incarnate. That's what's set forth at the beginning of the book of Romans. That is why we need Jesus. And when they're trying to work their way to heaven and they're becoming religious, they're forgetting the fact that we are not, but he is. Such is the Spirit of holiness, even unplugged. As a man, he's there constantly saying, Father, I need you. Father, I need you. Never once giving in. And even in that moment of separation, he still doesn't sin. He's still sinless. Sinless blood, sinless flesh. That's what we remember when we go up to that communion table. Never once. The sin nature in the flesh conquered for an entire life. The disobedience in the flesh conquered, never once gaining ground, never once having victory, even to death, death on a cross. Even with the skies turned dark, so that he can proclaim, it is finished, it is accomplished. And death cannot hold him. That flesh must rise, now glorified. The flesh now totally obedient. The new bodies we get will be totally obedient unto God. In Luke chapter 24, verse 37, but they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
You can rehear this program and listen to hundreds of other Bible study radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. We are also building quite a library of video teachings from our Sunday service live streams on YouTube. The Sunday sermon is live streamed at 10:30 a.m. and then posted on YouTube, Rumble.com, and on the church website itself for you to access at any time, day or night. Serious times require serious Bible study, and we appreciate any donation you make to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF, and we are offering a very special thank you gift for your donation of $50 or more. We will send you an autographed copy of Pastor Greg's award-winning book, The Nature and Power of Prayer, 30 Bible Lessons to Effective Prayer That Will Change Your Life. It is offer 102, and the website is shiarjashub.org.